This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Susie Kuhl for Paul Rasmussen is with us. And happy Nurses Day. I'm going to introduce you to a very special nurse later in the program. Right now, I want to introduce you to Bill Russo, who is Vice President, Regional Manager, and with Howard Hanna Real Estate. He knows all about this world. And I noticed over the weekend, Bill, that some new numbers in for Pittsburgh and the rising cost of trying to acquire a home or townhouse. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So let's start by giving us the update. Where is Pittsburgh when it comes to people trying to buy and sell?
Well, some national studies show that we're the fastest growing market in the United States. We're a very steady market historically, though. We've always seemed to kept our appreciation very well in the residential real estate market.
Fastest growing market in the U.S. What do you attribute that to, Bill?
Well, it's a number of things. I think we've always been a little undervalued in comparison to some of the other metropolitan areas of the country, which has been good, I think, for our buyers and sellers. As far as stability, it's been very steady in that respect. But I would say lack of inventory is driving the market, not only locally, but nationally as well.
Yeah, and it's increasingly challenging, especially for young people that want to make maybe their first purchase to get what they think is the right fit for them. So it's a lack of inventory, and that's helping drive up prices, right?
It is. And, you know, my suggestion with a lot of first-time home buyers is be prepared. If you're interested in purchasing a home, get with a real estate person, professional, and talk about strategies that they have available to them to help them acquire that home and get on that list and be high on the list as they are competing with another buyer or two or three buyers. And a lot of that has to do with getting pre-qualified for mortgages and just really understanding what to do in this process as the home comes on so they have a chance to compete well.
Hey, Bill, when we talked yesterday, you gave me this anecdote about talking to your son who made his first purchase, and you're like, this is a rare thing where the day you buy something, it's worth more than the moment you bought it.
Oh, yes. I mean, I had said to my son, I said, the day after he closed, I congratulated him, and I said, would you like to sell your home right now? I know I can make you some money on the home. And he laughed, of course, because they're all excited, first home. But the value is just over the time from when they went under contract until it closed, it went up. Now, is that substantial, Larry? Not substantial enough, I think, to make that move, but it's just shows that it's a great investment. Home ownership is always a great investment.
Yeah, if you're on the bubble, whether you lease or buy, if you can buy, if you can find a way to do that, you know, financially, that's the move to make. We're with Bill Russo, Vice President, Regional Manager with Howard Hanna Real Estate. So that said, what do you tell people when they come to you and say, Bill, I need to find a place, but I'm having a hard time, especially to find something affordable in the city?
Well, I think there are a lot of communities that have inventory available to them. And again, what they are as a first-time home buyer, their expertise in buying a home, can they buy a home that may be a fixer-upper that may fall more in their budget? They have the ability to do things to the home. But I think mainly it's a lot of its negotiations and how you go about it to get that home. And again, as I said earlier, getting pre-qualified for a mortgage is really the most important thing because, again, sellers are going to look at you, your financial stability, and are you pre-approved or pre-qualified for a mortgage? I think that's really that's the key thing to do. Other factors are a lot of what we call terms and conditions. How flexible can they be on the closing date? Sometimes that matters tremendously to a seller who's maybe moving out of their home into an apartment, or they're maybe moving out of state and they are buying there and they have maybe they're under new construction and it may take a little longer than necessary, maybe 90 days rather than maybe a 40-day closing. So being flexible with the seller in terms of those things will help them dramatically into being looked at as maybe the best offer.
One of the factors, obviously, interest rates are way up there for mortgages these days, around give or take 7%, right?
Right.
But we're hoping sometime in the future, maybe not the near future, these will start to come down at some point. and then there'll be a bunch of refi people who purchased in those numbers, right?
Yes, and I think that's really important. Larry, I came into the real estate market as far as a homeowner, and many years ago, the interest rate was close to double that.
I know, that's crazy.
It was crazy in those days. But what you find is there's a term that they use: date the rate, marry the home. The rate you can change at a later point in time. Refinancing is a positive thing. The other thing that's beneficial as well is as you get more appreciation in the home and the rate does drop down, it's an advantage to refinance. I mean, I find a lot of people will refinance and then maybe include some extra money in that refinance to maybe do that kitchen of their dreams, those type of things. And that's why the beauty of real estate in general is building that appreciation. But over time, it's a great leverage point. I mean, I hate to say this, but I used a little bit of my equity in my home over the years to fund college funds for my children. And it's just a benefit to have there. But again, the rate is not really shouldn't concern them. It's going to adjust at a point. I don't think any of us can say exactly when that's going to happen. But really, I think we're all looking forward to get into those sixes, mid sixes. And I think that's a real sweet spot in the future for interest rates. And that's where they're going to probably land, in that vicinity there.
Great information, Bill. Appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
Sure. All right.
Bill Russo, Vice President, Regional Manager, Howard Hanna Real Estate. One of the takeaways is get pre-qualified, and then if you've been in a home for a long time and you're going to sell, you're going to have, you know, potentially a windfall, but then you got to figure out, well, where do I go? So, but the fastest growing real estate market is Pittsburgh. I give people a lot of credit that have, you know, the tenacity and self-discipline to do those kind of things, you know?
It's insane. 20 minutes and 49 seconds. That's almost it's less than a 7-minute mile.
And she's how old?
She's in fourth grade, so she's 9 or 10.
That's incredible.
That's insane.
Yeah, so...
I've run a 5K before, and I think I got in like 24 minutes, which I'll take that.
Well, we congratulate everybody that participated, and the 250,000 plus people that showed up to cheer them on. It was a big weekend for the 33rd Pittsburgh Marathon. We're going to talk to the CEO, Troy Schooley, and get his take on how things went right after the news at 8. And among the things, over the weekend, kind of heard about this Tom Brady roast. That Netflix. Now, Netflix usually is where people go to watch shows that are kind of in the can, right? Rarely do they have a live show on Netflix.
Okay.
So this was from the Los Angeles Forum. Kevin Hart, the comedian, was the MC, and it was a who's who. They sold out the LA Forum, and Tom Brady sat there and was sacked by multiple comedians and former player, you know, his teammates and Coach Belichick, Amy.
Did Belichick say anything?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, Susie, I'm not a prude, but it was harsh.
Even Bill Belichick was inappropriate?
I would say. Aaron, our producer, you say you and your husband sat down and watched for a while.
Yeah, we tuned in for a little bit. I eventually went to sleep. But he did say, Bill Belichick, he was intense and harsh. There was extreme, there was like the middle, and then there was like, it's okay. And I'd say Bill Belichick was kind of in the middle. What do you think, Larry?
You mean of all the people they had roasted him?
Yes.
Listen, I'm telling you, it was crude and harsh right off the... I would not have been comfortable watching it with anybody.
I feel like Tom Brady is also one of those people. He's so... used to like not being insulted, so when he is,
yes,
I feel like it's almost like awkward.
And they picked on his wife.
Nothing was off limits. I couldn't believe it. They said
Giselle.
Oh yes. Yeah, taken up with some karate guy, which honestly I didn't pay attention to, but clearly everyone in that room, Kim Kardashian was one of the roasters.
Oh, gosh.
I can't.
I missed that one.
Imagine her saying anything very educational, but.
Right.
Or like, well, was this, it, what was her whole
well,
part in this?
Well, she wasn't the harshest.
Okay.
But she had, every one of them had lines where you can't repeat it.
I wonder, do you think that someone like Kim Kardashian is given what she is going to be saying? Or do you think she actually...
somebody wrote that
stuff.
Yeah,
there's no way Kim Kardashian...
She's not that quick on her feet.
Yeah.
No.
And who was the woman you said you thought she was super over the top?
Yes, what's her first name?
Nikki Glaser?
Yes, Nikki Glaser.
She goes and does all these roasts, but they haven't done one for a while. So we're in this cancel culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
You say anything related to race or gender or whatever, but it was all in there. Right?
They said everything. What did one of his teammates said? They said, congrats on bringing your only black tight end. And he was referring to...
receiver.
Yes,
Randy
thank
Moss.
You. Yes, Randy Moss. But it was just like nothing was off limits whatsoever.
Race, sexuality.
Nope.
You name it, and they threw it at him. Including Drew Bledsoe, who... was the guy that Tom replaced on the Patriots. He was in the hospital for 5 days and basically never got to play again.
Oh, my God.
And he was there, and he roasted. But everything that you can't, I guess you can, you know, now that it's in the can,
over.
So to speak, you could check it out.
I mean.
But I would say watch it alone.
Yeah.
Is that weird? Like,
it's uncomfortable.
Or just uncomfy?
Yes.
Aaron, how long, do you mind me asking, how long have you been married?
2.5 years.
Okay, so young,
not long.
Young married couple. Were you uncomfortable with what was being said at the roast?
I was uncomfortable. I said to him, if I was there in person, I would feel extremely uncomfortable. And then he felt uncomfortable and was like...
With you in the room.
Yes.
The stuff they were saying.
Yeah.
How do they get away with that? Why would someone like Tom Brady, who's going to work for Fox, right? He's going to be like the Tony Romo that CBS has doing games... Why would he subject himself to that?
Yeah.
Did I miss something? They must have been paid an insane amount of money.
Yes, he had to have gotten paid because you could tell he was uncomfortable.
Oh,
too.
God. Yeah, because to your point,
Susie, he's
not used to taking those kind of hits.
No, I mean, obviously you're Tom Brady, so he's faced criticism, but I feel like it's always a little uncomfortable because it's like Tom Brady. But, yeah. I mean, if you're being roasted that bad, oof.
Yeah, so I know by us saying don't watch if you're
don't watch but
offended,
watch.
But you're gonna watch because it's
like watching. It's like don't watch a train wreck, but like also
it's so over the top.
Watch Nikki Glaser.
Oh God!
If you watch any of them, that one will.
She's like pure porno.
Yeah,
on
really
her
bad.
Jokes. I mean, it's
really
nasty.
Bad.
I don't know why he would subject himself to do that, especially. While he's preparing to take over this broadcasting job for Fox. They're probably loving it, though, because he's getting all this attention, and it's going to be up there, I guess, to see on Netflix for a while. So don't watch it, but you'll watch it.
Okay.
Don't.
With earmuffs.
Don't watch it with your boyfriend. Every Monday at this time, we check in with Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Larry. How are you this morning?
Doing well after a marathon weekend. And today, I know you want to dive into investing for the long term. And you mentioned that before. So the question is, what does the long term actually mean? And actually, when does it end?
Yeah, well, that's the million-dollar question. I'm going to tell you a couple quick stories here. You know, when I first started in the financial industry, I took a call from a gentleman who was deeply concerned about his investments. And that was probably around 99, 2000, right after the stock market bubble had bursted, the tech bubble. Everybody probably remembers that. And I take a call from him, and he was relying on his investments to live off of. But because he was taking withdrawals during a market downturn, or better said, while he was losing money, his account balance was shrinking faster than expected. So when I spoke with his advisor, the advisor gave me instructions to call the guy back and tell him not to worry about anything, just to hang in there, that he's in it for the long haul. And what the guy said to me next truly changed my life. He said, Brian, I'm 75 years old. How much long haul does this guy think I've got left?
Oh.
So This really brings us to the heart of the issue. If you're told to just hang in there during your working years, that makes perfect sense to me because you're not going to need the money for a while. But if you're told to hang in there when you need income from your investment accounts, you need to immediately evaluate your strategy because I'm going to tell you it's not the right advice. Because what happens when you retire and your main source of income is just Social Security? That's not going to replace your paycheck. And it's certainly not going to give you a play check either to do all the things you want to do on your bucket list. And most people, as I've said many times, don't have pensions anymore. And if the only advice is to keep your money in the market indefinitely, how do you handle expenses post-retirement when the stock market is not cooperating? And we know that the market doesn't cooperate all the time. So at Secure Money Advisors, we've developed a strategy that balances maximizing returns with the security of having reliable income. And we focus on what I call a non-correlated asset allocation that gives you peace of mind. And if you get my book at righttrackpittsburgh.com, you can read about it there. But let me share this quick story with you that hits home and really illustrates the gravity of receiving and acting on proper advice. I have a friend, Larry, not you, Larry, but I got another friend, Larry.
Oh, good.
Who's been battling high cholesterol for years. And he made a decision based on comfort rather than expert advice, despite severe side effects from his cholesterol medication, including memory loss, which a lot of people will tell you they have from cholesterol medication. He chose to stop his medication because he read a bunch of books that downplayed the risk of high cholesterol. He convinced himself and the doctor that he would manage it solely through the diet. So for years, he would go to the doctor and there would be a casual reminder just to watch his diet. But then Larry switched doctors and the new doctor immediately sensed the danger that had been overlooked for years. And the exact words to Larry was, "What worries me is that you're not worried about this." And this was a real wake-up call for him. So the doctor urged him, go get a stress test. And within minutes of the stress test, they stopped it. And 2 days later, he was in the hospital for quadruple bypass surgery. And what terrifies me is not just because of what happened to Larry, but it mirrors what I see in the financial world. People often stick with financial advisors they like that send them birthday cards or invite them to parties, even if the advice they're getting isn't proactive or tailored to their urgent needs, because it's comfortable, it's familiar, but it might not be what saves you when the market goes down or life throws you a curveball. So if you were doing things wrong, when would you want to know? So at Secure Money, we're not just here to be liked. I tell my guys that all the time. We're here to give you the hard truth, to prepare you for the worst while aiming for the very best. Because when it comes to your retirement, you don't get a second chance. It's not a dress rehearsal. So don't settle for advice that's comfortable. Seek the right advice. So go to righttrackpittsburgh.com, get a copy of my book. I write all about this in my book. And schedule an appointment to come in and talk. We look at the hard facts when you come in. And we meticulously plan and give you a real written plan. Because we know that in both health and finances, the right advice can be the difference between disaster and a secure future. So don't procrastinate. Don't kick the can down the road. Schedule a complimentary appointment now.
And when people hear retirement, Brian, sometimes they think, oh, well, that's a ways off. I'll get to that when I get to that. But planning for that,
yep,
the sooner you sit down and figure out what your path is, the better off you're going to be.
You have to have that roadmap now. It makes such a difference when you understand how to fundamentally build the plan as you move towards retirement. And a lot of the strategies that exist out there today, like these target date funds that exist within 401ks, have failed people over and over again. Because people will take these target date funds, they'll put them in based on the retirement date, and all of a sudden, the interest rates will go up like they have, and usually most of these things are invested in bonds, and they see a severe loss. So yes, getting this right is extremely important, and you can do this 10 years before retirement, 5 years before retirement to get it right.
Ryan, thank you. We'll talk again next Monday.
All right, Larry, have a great week.
Ryan Caranta, brought to you by Secure Money Advisors, and righttrackpittsburgh.com is a great resource. And Brian will give you the details of what is, streamlined for you, what works for you. A lot of big shows coming to the Berg this summer, and this week, Live Nation has their annual concert week. So for $25, you can get tickets to over 5,000 shows around the country. And really, it starts on Wednesday through the 14th, but you can get them early, too, tomorrow. However, I have two tickets right now if you'd like to see James Taylor at the Pavilion at Star Lake. That's September 7th. And I know it sounds like a long way from here to there. However, 412-922-1020, caller number 7, will give you a pair of tickets to see James Taylor. And this concert week thing they do, Susie, are you a concert goer? No? Do you take the time to go to any shows?
I feel like I don't do anything but work or go to sporting events, which is like also work.
If you were to go to a show, who would it be?
That's hard. I mean, obviously the popular one for gals is Taylor Swift. However, that's like a little too big for me at this point. I would definitely do a country artist of sorts though. Sam Hunt, Jordan Davis, Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs. I wanted to go to Zach Bryan. Almost did. Didn't work out. But
how about Kenny Chesney and that whole crew?
I'm over Kenny Chesney. I've been there, done that. I hate the freaking parking lots afterwards. Last time I was there, I just got a new pair. It was like my first ever pair of, what the heck is the one? Oakley? It might have been Oakley's. I don't know. These awesome pair of Oakley like aviators. And then it started raining, so we all piled into a car, and they got smashed.
They got crushed.
Yeah.
Was this a Volkswagen? How many people did you jam in there?
I don't even remember. It was like a truck. I don't know.
How about Madonna? She was here earlier. Would you have gone to see her?
No.
No? Not a Madonna
fan?
Wait,
but Mariah Carey, wasn't she here?
Yes.
Yeah. Pat Sajak went, right?
Did you see, were you at Mariah Carey?
Or was it Madonna?
Yeah, Pat went to Madonna too.
Okay.
Did you see Madonna? How about, did you see what she did in Rio? 1.6 million people at a free show. At a free show.
Oh, it's free.
Still, that is 10 times her largest audience she's ever had.
I would be terrified if I was like around a million people.
At that point, what's the difference? 1.6 million, 10,000, what's the difference?
Really?
Right.
Sure.
Susie Cole.
That scares me.
Yeah, this just happened, by the way, over the weekend. So Madonna's been touring. And I see we mentioned Mick Jagger. Would you like to see the Rolling Stones again before it's too late sometime? No?
I'm good.
I'm good. So we got James Taylor tickets. Yeah, we're going to give away tickets all this week. But again, it's a big week if you like concerts. Live Nation's $25 ticket thing is starting on Wednesday. But check tomorrow, too, because they have some early bird. You can get right in there.